still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There you go. Thank you very much. It's Mike and the Molotov. Chevelle before that, and it is U-Fest week, and I'm very excited that Chevelle will be on a stage here Friday evening over there at Talking Stick. That I want to see. If you haven't seen Chevelle yet, trust me on this one. You're just going to sit back and be entertained for however long they're on stage, probably about an hour, maybe a little longer. Chevelle crushes that stage, and they're really good. Tight band. Good lineup all the way across. Motionless in White, POD, Chevelle, Offspring's going to be on there. That's a hell of a lineup. Yeah, U-Fest this Friday. We're going to give tickets away a little later this morning. Also going to give, today's the day we have to give away the foursome to the Lerner and Rowe Golf Tournament because they got to get names. So I figure since it's lawyers and stuff, and we got all this Trump trial nonsense, you opening and closing arguments. We would have you lawyer your way into this thing. Give us some sort of, start planning. Give me stories. I want some plea bargain. I want fun people. I want you to tell me. We'll get into it in a little while, but that's going to be a thing. I did get an email from a guy who says he doesn't even call the fire department after my fire department rant.
No.
And he's pretty sure that he's got... I didn't want him to come all the way down. He's here.
We're talking hose tactics, aren't we?
What was his email? What was his online name?
Rico Blaze.
No, the other one.
Oh yeah.
Sir Nuts-a-Lot.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a former Phoenix police detective, but now internet sensation, Sir Nuts-a-Lot. Rico Blaze is here. Rico, well, come on in.
All right. How you doing there, baby? Brett, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Rico?
I'm good.
What up, player?
Hey, Brady. I like the way Brady's looking right now. He's got a fat ass. Brady's about the shape I like. Round, close to the ground, because that's where you're going to end up anyway, baby. You know that.
Ground and pound.
I heard y'all talking about firefighters being the ones to call in case of emergency.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. All you got to do is call the Blaze. You want somebody to hose down your fire? Firefighter ain't coming with as much liquid as I am. I'm covering that house. A nice coating. And trust me, it ain't ever lighting on fire again with my viscous fire solution. You got something lodged in your throat? Let me push it down. I'll make sure you ain't choking on that. You'll be choking. But it won't be on a chicken bone, that's for sure. So go ahead. Call your firefighters. They're cute. Then when you want real solutions, call me. No matter what, if you got a fire or whatever, your house is going to be soaking wet when I leave, that's for sure. Always moist when the Blaze comes to town. Call all the firefighters you want when Rico Blaze is at your house. They ain't putting out this blaze, baby, that's for sure. And there's no charge if you over 265 pounds in white. I will make sure that everything burning in your lines is put out, baby. It's going to look like Rainforest Cafe at your house. Just a jungle, wetlands.
You a fan of the jungle?
Probably have that bitch that sat in the woods and watched those gorillas for years just sitting peering in your window to see exactly what's going on in your jungle, girl, because I'm going to make it wetlands. All right. Anyway, I just want to come by. I thought it was cute you guys said call the fire department when you have an emergency. When Rico Blaze is standing here, ain't nothing going down but the rent. Anyway, I just want to come by and let you know. You can call the cops and they'll come. Well, you can call me and you will. All right.
So scary.
I like that one, though. Rico Blaze is our first responder we lean on for information. You know, when the news says they have the police chief and we have Rico Blaze. I did piss some people off with the furry rant. I didn't expect that, to be honest with you. But it says, Dear John, your rant about furries has me disgusted. Now, I, for one, am glad that furries will be getting this massive platform of defense against the public that makes fun of us, that makes fun of us, those who dress up for attention. You'll never know the uplifting feeling we get when kids see us in public. We bring joy. Kids will practically do anything to be around us. It's a high that I'll always continue to chase. It makes me feel relevant in society. Signed, Mr. Orange. Well, damn it all now. That is not exactly what a furry is supposed to be. Son of a... You holding something up? Oh, I thought you were holding a piece of paper. I thought Brady was still giving me Blaze quote. Maybe. Yesterday we had the email from the guy who said that his after his deceased sister... A year ago, she passed away, and then they were going through some of her stuff and kind of discovered that she may not have been as squeaky clean as they thought in life and had some criminal dealings and
some
possible
of the earnings.
Yeah, possible prostitution that was fairly. And, you know, his question was, do I tell mom? This guy emails and says, guys, I listen to the podcast. I don't get to play along live, but I heard your story about the sister being a prostitute. My grandmother gathered us around her house when she was going to die. Now, yesterday, if you remember, Brady said, don't tell anybody in the family. You have
I'm not telling mom and dad.
You're not telling mom and dad, but you're not, you know, just keep it down. There's no reason to tell. Brett says, don't say anything.
Nope.
I say, tell everybody. It's the best story your family's got.
Mouth shut.
Your family's probably pretty boring. This is pretty fun. This guy says, my grandma was down to her last few days, and she told us everything. Evidently, Granny'd slept with just about everyone in the 70s, including a guy from my uncle's high school. Multiple friends were mentioned from my uncle's friends, meaning she was sleeping with her son's friends. She said she spent a good portion of her 40s high on coke and actually did spend a little time in jail. My grandfather, Abe, was alive while they were doing this, and she said he knew everything about it. In fact, Abe used to solicit and help her get paid for sex acts with his coworkers. Grandpa Abe would offer up Grandma at work. They were kind of swingers before there were swingers. Grandpa was a salesperson in residential siding. A long email, short now. So, Brady, you're 100% right. My mother did not need to know any of what her angelic mother's story was. Knowing that the image was a lie kind of messed my mom up. And John, you're also 100% right. It is the most awesome family story I tell, and I tell it as often as possible. You should hear some of the details of who she was with. It would blow your mind. And let me just give you a hint. There's a Goldwater involved. Love the show, and I love my whore grandmother, Terry. How about that? That would be incredible. So turning the tables, angelic image of grandma, she's on her deathbed, fires off that she boned some celebrity. Great story.
But that's the difference. She's the one that owned it. She told the story.
If you found out, I'm going to throw this at you.
All right.
You got a sister. A year later, you're going through her stuff. She evidently spent a year and a half having a torrid affair with Marlon Brando. Frank Sinatra.
Is she dead?
She's been dead for a year, and you just found out by going through her things, her attic.
Well, that'd be a badge of honor.
There's a sex tape.
Okay. Another badge.
I don't want to watch that, though.
You don't want to watch Sinatra?
Nope.
You want to see Sinatra?
I want to see my sister getting banged. What's wrong with you?
I want to see Sinatra's piece of deal. I'm watching that. I'm popping that. I'm going to go buy a VCR. And I'll watch it for you.
Okay, and then you send me the screenshot of this piece of deal, and I'll be okay.
And we'll digitally blur out your sister. I'm like, there's your hero's dick. Like, all right, to put it in Brady's terms,
yes.
Your sister passes away. You find out she had a lesbian affair with Aunt Jemima, your dream, or Mrs. Butterworth. You'd watch the video.
No, I'd let you watch it, and I want to send me a picture of her piece of deal.
Yeah, you want to see Butterworth stripped down, dribble that syrup all over? Oh, man, lucky. Yeah, that's a big one. Like, if because in celebrity culture, if you found out later that your, you know, your mom or your, and she died, and or your sister or whatever, and she had some sort of crazy wild affair, and it was with like a superstar, I think I'd have to tell everybody that.
That's why that one later in life, that Elvis and Me, and
oh yeah,
the
people
stories are telling after the fact.
People want to tell those stories. Like, people are still interested in whether or not John Kennedy banged Marilyn, like, the day before she died. Like, or passed her off. Robert was doing it, too. The whole Kennedy clan was boner. We don't know details. We want details. Deep down, we want details of all that stuff. Salacious, gross details. And I think that's true of family as well. If you found
with
out...
with everyone else but our families.
I don't care what you say. If your mom was boning Trump...
You found out about that night she went to New York and she was
oh, yeah, that's right.
with Rockefeller or whoever it was.
Your mom rolled a Rockefeller. I accused her of it, and she just laughed. She didn't say no. She just laughed. And she's right to do it. There's a good chance you'll find some love letters.
I can ask her now.
She won't tell you. I asked her. You boned a Rockefeller. You did it with a Rockefeller.
Oh, you're bad.
That's not an answer, but all right. I'm bad, all right. And I don't blame her. That's a good kill. Yeah, she went to New York for a game show, right? Her friend was on a game
Carol
show.
Carol Young was on Password.
Later that night, they're hanging out with the Rockefellers. Dancing,
they
singing.
They open a club for
drinking. Them. Yeah, these little ladies are... You don't open a club for ladies. You're not getting a vibe off
Courtin'.
Yeah. Well, Courtin', you can act like it was the 1910s. Your mom was out there going,
so when do I get to see it, John?
Well, we'll have to wait on that one, Jeannie.
I want to see it now in the bar.
You don't get with the Rockefellers, have them open up a club just for you without giving out a vibe or two. But I asked your mom. She doesn't have any.
She's not flirting.
She's not holding back with you. You say that. I don't know what flirting was. She was holding back with you because she didn't want you to know. But when I asked her, little twinkle in her eye.
You're bad.
Oh.
She never answered the question.
Yeah. Oh, there was no. That didn't happen. You're disgusting, and I don't want to talk to you. That's what a.
He was a gentleman.
Person who did stuff like that is not an answer. That's a dodge.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
He was a perfect gentleman. That doesn't mean he didn't nail you.
Stop it. Top five.
Stop that. That doesn't bother me. I found out my mom gave an over-the-top squeezer to some celebrity. I'd want to know.
And come to your own conclusions on that. But, you know, prostitution or something, that's the next level. It's next level stuff, even though you'd say, I mean, that's kind of like a business you didn't know about.
If my mom gave Sinatra a squeezer and I got a bike and I find out now, big deal.
Doesn't bother me as much.
Not at all. If your mom, because you got a bike out of it. If your mom gave an over-the-top old-fashioned to like Rockefeller, here's a few $100, get your kid a nice bike. That's prostitution, but. You'd be riding that bike all over town. It'd be great.
It's a nice gift.
I like those stories. They're good stories. That's all we've really got in this world anyway, is some stories. You don't go to dinner to just not tell stories. You got to have something to talk about. And if all of our moms were in the same room together, you know, and...
All they do is talk about the weather.
And Sinatra was on a Lazy Susan just spinning around, and they were blowing horns like seals. We'd all have that story together, and we'd laugh and laugh and laugh. Good stuff. You know what's crazy about this? we talk about it like, you know, our moms, and if there was a video, everybody from the last 10 years moving forward, there's a video of them doing it. Like, it's the OnlyFans generation. There are more videos that
will... More concern about the phones, too.
Oh, sure. But all the grandmas of the future are going to have stuff on a hard drive that their grandkids are going to find of them slapping out their donuts right there for a couple bucks on OnlyFans.
I had to get through college.
It used to just be, oh,
you know, I'm proud of you, Grandma.
Right, right. Used to find out maybe your mom danced a little to get through nursing school when she was 18. That's not exactly the most kosher feeling. But in the future, how many moms?
Them hoo-has just...
How many moms who, you're right, whipped out their hoo-has for a few bucks online? And their kids and grandkids, they're going to be grandmothers someday. And some of them are doing it to help their kids. Like some of them, I know one. For sure, through a friend who's got four kids, three husbands. She tries to flap that thing out like crazy. Nobody's interested. She's got four kids. Those kids are going to grow up, have kids of their own. Grandma's going to die, and then somebody's going to stumble across it. This is your grandmother back in the 20-teens. Whipping out her snooch for people for cash. It was the way of the world then.
They tend to modify those stories.
Grandma Snooch?
Yeah, well...
Right.
Pumping out. She worked at a club.
Sure. That was back when you could lie about it. Now, it's just nothing
all
but
over.
Digital videos. I, for one, find it hysterical. I wouldn't mind it.
What does that sound? Blink, bling, 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 bling.
Honestly, if I... Yeah. 40 years from now, I want to have sex with you in front of your grandkids. Wow, geez, that seems specific.
Still a terrible video.
If Isabel Holmberg, who looks just like me with a gray wig and about 200 extra pounds on her, had a sex video, I couldn't help but watch. I saw her in the bathtub once. And that was the most horrifying, unnatural thing I've ever seen. People who have been abducted by aliens were less shocked at what they saw than what I saw when I walked in on Grandma in the bathtub. Good Christ.
Like The Shining?
But that lady was Heidi Klum compared to my grandmother.
Okay.
The Shining Grandma... That comes out of the tub, beautiful?
Yeah.
My grandma is the Shining Lady. The Shining Lady is the beautiful one that gets out of the tub and first starts making out with Jack Nicholson. It was gross. There were nipples where nipples don't go, like five of them. I think there might have been five or six nipples. I'm not sure what was going on. Areola that looked like she'd invented cupping, like just everywhere, like 15, 20 areolas. They were all over. She wasn't human. I stood and stared at that, and just this, I think she was the original furry. I don't know what was going on down south. And she was, worst part, Isabel started laughing when I swung the door open. I might have been 5, 6 years old. It's core memory. Swing the door open, and then that laugh of hers, where all she did was smoke Eve cigarettes. So her laugh was equally as horrific. Oh, she's dying right in front of me. How come she's got so many nipples? And then I stared at it for a minute in the clear, clear water. There it was. Just
at least it was clear.
All the hair floating to the top. Because she'd never once been.
Grandpa's still alive?
Never, oh, yeah. Grandpa was very alive.
Bushmen
don't have anything on what my grandpa went through. My grandpa lived a full 77 years, and I bet you he'd never been face-to-face with that beast. There's no possible way he ever went. The equator was somewhere around her shoulders. He ain't dropping lower than that. He might have kissed this woman. Maybe. Maybe. I'm just glad I didn't see the other side of it. Had she gotten up and turned around and shown me the back end? I'm
giving you the goat.
That hairy G-string.
Oh, you know the ass crack was as hairy as... The goat. Had I seen Grandma's goat? Bends over. Imagine. Serendipity. 7, 8 minutes later, I'd have walked in on bent over Grandma and seen that goat. Is that a nutsack? Why is there a nipple on it? The lady was covered in those odd... circular, I don't know, what was it? It was awful. But if she was a prostitute and there were tapes of her whacking Sinatra off, I'd watch all day long. And I know for a few moments of the tape, I'd hear Sinatra in the middle of it going, hold on just a second, the blindfold's coming loose. I almost saw you. Horrifying.
First half hour was just braiding.
Half hour. You need a team of people on a Jamaican beach to make that thing settle. Oh. But I want to watch it if it nailed a celebrity. Like if my grandma like rode Roosevelt in the chair, I'd want to see that.
Go, Teddy, go.
Not Teddy. The chair one. Not the healthy one. The chair one. Follow along. Know your history. Read a book.
I thought she was older.
And she is, but I said the chair one. You know which Roosevelt was rolling?
Frankie.
And which one? Yeah, not the horseback one, although I'd like to watch that too. She was born after Roosevelt. Not much. In fact, second term, she was in the middle of it. Grandpa was born the year he got elected. Oh, wait. Actually, we're coming up. This may be serendipity in its own right because this is the, 40th anniversary of my grandfather's passing in like 2 days.
Wow.
He died like
that went quick.
That did. It just seemed like yesterday that I was not going to that funeral. April 25th, I think he died. I remember it because I went over to my parents went back to Pennsylvania and I had to stay at Martha and Jimmy Richards' house. The NFL draft was on ESPN. We didn't have cable, so I didn't really know what that was. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. 84 draft was a pretty good draft to watch, too. That was a really good draft to watch. That was like quarterback frenzy. But I watched that at Martha Richards' house while my parents were out there combing my grandma's pubes, getting her ready for my grandpa's funeral. Look, I saw him. And this is why it's my story's more interesting than Brady's. Don't want to know. You wanted to see that thing. That's a shared event. To anybody else who's seen their grandma naked, ever saw your grandma naked?
Actually, no.
Lucky.
No.
You? Well.
Come on.
I forgot. Only one option there. Huh? The great Babu never wandered in and showed that 20s pile to you, that shag rug?
No. Never saw any
What about the aunt that was just here?
Yeah, you never saw Mary naked.
No.
But you did see.
What about the aunt with the cans?
Aunt Luann's cans. Yeah. And she was trying to seduce her family in the hot tub. That's even weirder than me just stumbling in on grandma's. That Aunt Luann decided to get in with her nephew, top down. I think the worst part of that story is Mr. I don't want to see it continually, and you can back me up on this, Toledo.
She had a nice figure.
Like, that's the grossest part of the story. Is that the nephew was scarred so much he had to actually comment on how hot his aunt was when she got naked for him.
She had a very nice figure.
Kept herself up.
I don't like to hear the word figure anyway, because it seems so 19-teens. She's a good girl. 23 Skidoo, she's got a heck of a figure.
See?
See? That gal's all about her figure.
She had a good figure.
Your aunt, your naked aunt?
Yes.
You are blocking a lot here.
Brick house.
Yeah, she's hot.
Oh, God.
She's a good-looking lady.
If any of my family members are going to get into a hot tub naked, I'd want it to be Luann.
I vote for no one. Should have gotten a hot tub with my grandma. Woof. There were scientists in the bushes peeking in. I still can't get that, but I'd want to see it if it was with Sinatra. And I don't think you wouldn't. I don't think you could turn away.
All right, I guess I'll let you watch the video. You send me a screenshot.
All right, let me flip it around. Your dad, Raquel Welch. There's a video.
Come on.
I don't know. Is it a Japanese video? Are you going to pixelate that thing or what?
If he's going to see it, he wants to see the full Monty.
You want to see everything except your dad's dick pixelated.
Yes, absolutely.
That's enough for you to watch your dad's sex tape. That's dumb. Look down. You got the same piece he's got.
Oh.
It's remarkably the same. You would watch your dad with Raquel Welch?
No, probably not.
What?
No.
If my dad hosed Raquel Welch, I'd watch that.
Good move. They're all pulled over. Sure. Fire truck just went by.
That's right.
Brady. You're listening.
Everybody got out of the way. Nice job. Now back to the topic. I'd watch one of those 8mm videos Brady's dad was making with Cuban celebrities. The Chiquita Banana Lady, or whatever her name was, Carmen Miranda, and your old man. Where's the banana hat? goes to town. I'd watch that. I'd watch all that. None of that stuff bothers me. I don't want to see my grandma naked ever again unless there's a celebrity in the room.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
But yeah, if she reverse cowgirled on old Rolly Roosevelt, and you're telling me I wouldn't want to see that? That's hilarious. That is hilarious. Roosevelt. If she managed to get Roosevelt aroused with what she had going on, they had three kids, my grandparents. After seeing that naked, I have no idea how my grandpa got ready for that. Now, he was no prize, but my God.
Lights out.
Oh, lights out. But the
rummaging.
It would be like, you know, those anemones. There's so much hair just brushing up against you.
Probably sting you just as much.
Yeah, probably stings. It smells weird like a beach. Like there's a seaweed and kind of hatchery scent. Cigarettes.
Seaweed and hatchery.
I don't know what that dude was diving into. He loved her. That's love. Because I saw it naked and I stopped loving my grandma that second. Ugh. Anyway, not a lot you can do about it now. Grandma's junk was unkempt.
Grandma's junk, decent band name?
Unkempt grandma's junk.
Unkempt.
Grandma's unkempt junk. That's not bad.
Grandma's an enemy?
Ugh. Yeah. Ugh.
Grandma's fill in the blank.
See an enemy. Except for you actually spell out the C word.
There you go.
That's what it would be. Man, oh man. Thanks for bringing that up. But I don't think, I think you guys are being honest with yourselves. If videotape popped up of that a few years from now. Wait a minute. She did what? Yeah, she had sex with Dean Martin. There's tape of it. My mom banged Dean Martin. Yeah. Roll them. Roll that beautiful Dean footage.
I don't need to see it to believe it. That's fine.
Yes, you do.
You believe anything anyway, but yeah. You don't want to see it.
And that's your argument.
It depends where the source is.
That's your argument.
I got a video of it right here.
That's your argument for stupid okay. Jesus. I understand that. I don't need to see it to believe it, and that's dumb. It's gullible. But grandma or mom banging Dean Martin, you got to take a gander at that. You got to at least peek.
John, please stop. Please stop. You're triggering me.
You saw it, too.
I saw my grandparents having sex when I was 7 years old. Doggy style.
Yeah. I'd rather see my grandpa with a dog.
Oh, no.
Yes. I'd rather
come
see
him. Come on.
Yep. It was criminal what he was doing if it was with that woman. The dog's at least attractive.
John, what would you have done if Grandma stood up, turned to you, and she had drawn in Sharpie pubes?
Like me? So it's a family tradition? Yeah. At least she'd have kept it under wraps for a little while. That lady. It
would have been a lot of blue.
When she was like 11, she looked down and said, oh, hair. I'm never touching these. Because 56 years later.
I'll never forget she had an indigo bush.
It was. They didn't have good enough lawn equipment to get through what she had.
Al and his crew couldn't even have taken care of that.
Al would have quit. He'd have come to the door, taken his hat off, put it up against his chest. Mr. Holmberg, I tried everything I have in my body, in my being to get through. I cannot do this job.
Too many thorns.
It's just something shot out of there.
That bougainvillea.
It was like a dinosaur or something. There was I believe it's called thatchet. couldn't cut through. And then there was a nest. A grackle came out.
Rabbits.
I don't know what it was, but it was big. Anyway. It's big and it was black and it shot out of your grandma's hoo-ha. No, it wasn't Rico Blaze. Some sort of bird. Anyway, don't look at her. If your grandma's in there. But she didn't even lock the door. It was all part of a plan to ruin me. It almost did. But it's a fun story. Because there are other people who can relate to it. If you've ever seen your grandma naked, boy, I tells you what. Life-changing. Life-changing.
This guy wants to know, Brady, would you watch John or my family banging a celebrity?
Yeah, you'd watch my mom.
Yeah, why not? I mean,
yeah, he's separated from it. That's easy.
Brady was hitting on my mom for a while there. My mom asked me to get away from him.
Here's the video.
I'd watch.
If you said,
hey, I banged your mom and I got video proof.
I'd be like, I don't believe you. I don't have your gullible nature of,
I don't need to see that to believe it.
Give me that tape.
You can't see anybody. Just your back.
It's like an eclipse of a small woman. I hear her. Why is there so much? Why are there so many pancakes in that bed?
That's no way to talk about your mother.
That doesn't bother me. I know she's a human being. She's got needs. And if those needs were met by Dean Martin, I want to see it. And I'm going to show it to Brett. You'd watch that.
If it was your mom?
Yeah. Exactly.
Hell yeah.
See? All of us would. We'd watch Toledo's mom. Probably a video with your dad, because that's the only time you'd ever seen him, and then you could see the actual...
The day.
The actual creation of Toledo. Would you watch that? If given a chance to see how you... Like, if there was a magic wizard who said, I can recreate the day your father inseminated your mother with the seed that becomes you. Would you watch? To see how that sexual... I would want to know how
And they were role-playing.
No. You want to know how you were conceived?
Yeah.
No.
I would want to watch the whole thing, how it went down. Did they have dinner first? Was it a quickie?
Was it a date?
Or was it like a full-on...
They're on the clock. Let's go.
I'm a Brett. Was it I'll watch the early part of dinner, and then I'll just get the cut scene where it's...
Was it sloppy? Did my dad
schedule it out?
Did my dad shout, I give you life?
Here's the thing. They were 18. They were fumbling around.
Awesome. I want to see it. Plus, your mom was probably pretty good looking.
Oh, yeah. Long, dark hair.
I bet my dad right in the middle just goes, it's a boy! And he finishes. Close your eyes. Wish for a boy. I'm putting one in you. You find out your dad says crazy stuff. I would watch that. That would be hilarious. Now.
Well, that goes back to your theory of the sounds.
You know
what he said. We make the same sounds. Yeah. What?
So I'm saying you know what he said.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that. But I don't scream, it's a boy. I don't want kids. My dad probably shouted it. I would like to see that. And like now. Like if I was a teenager, I'd be like, ew, gross. But like now, I'm grown up and I get it. And I know they did it. I'm not naive to it. Do I want to watch it for my own pleasure? No. But I want to watch it to find out what that day was like. That's the creation of me. That's part of my story. I can look past its sexual nature and more into the functionality of said video.
The educational aspects? Yeah. Is that where you're going
I
with
saw
this?
How I was created. That's some deep inception stuff right there.
It is too deep.
That's what my mom said. I give you boy! Twins! One's going to be absorbed by the other. Anyway, it's gross, but I'd want to see that. I'm a curious sort. I like that kind of stuff. I bet you Beth ain't talking about this.
Guaranteed. Talking about her balls.
Beth and my grandma probably look similar in water. Exactly. That's now you understand. If Beth got out of the bathtub, I might scream, Isabel, get a towel. I might have a flashback. But you never know. But first, Brett, what do you got on the big board of musical treats
right
over there?
Wake up song time, of course, brought to you by Action Ride Shop. Right now, 25% off all in-stock bikes from Kona and Nuke Proof. Buy any tire, mention KUPD, get it installed for free. And Josh and the boys, they got all the knowledge and the best wrenches in town to take care of your needs. So head on over to Action Ride Shop right there on Gilbert Road and Southern.
You know, Dua Lipa is going to be a grandmother someday. If your grandma looked like Dua Lipa, changes everything, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, Brady liked his aunt's shape.
Still a family.
Might kind of peek through a window at
we're a family.
Aunt Luann.
Yeah. On the Nickelback, we got...
Fred's thinking about it too much.
God.
I got to get out of this. The Sinatra thing confused me.
Animals for our furries. Trivium, Ozzy, Aerosmith, that Five Finger Death Punch and DMX song. Warrant, Offspring, Bad Wolves, Deftones, Motionless and White Prodigy, Maiden, POD, getting you guys ready for U-Fest.
Brett, I just wanted to come in and let you know that it happened. I banged most of your family, including your father.
Good on you. I'm happy for you.
Good on you. Sit down and watch your family.
Nah, I'm not watching that.
Watch this. Watch what your dad does. He's a gymnast.
Give him the Italian kiss after he says that to you.
So limber. Kiss of death.
Your dad's like a little Nadia Comaneci. Doing the high, but look at him go. You're missing out, kid.
I'm not watching that.
You could learn something.
Nope.
Brady.
Yeah.
You don't want to see.
No, sir, Don.
You don't want to see. Top. On the uneven bar. Mine kicks to the right a little. Something's wrong with all of you. Toledo, here's a video of your father. He always liked it facing away so he could run out the door.
Unidentifiable.
Once he spread the seed, he went and went around. He left for the next county. I can't believe you guys. So uneducated.
I don't care. Whatever you want to play today is good. Except for that top one. Well, we could do Nickelback's Animal for the furries.
If you want.
Hey, they want rights. Let's celebrate them. Yeah, let's do that. Animal for the furries. We'll get that together. Nickelback never gets a wake-up song, and that's not a bad one. They got a few good ones. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. The future generations. You grandmas are going to have a... You young ladies right now are going to have a hard time explaining your phone away to your grandkids.
Whew. And if you don't have anything...
Man, I know.
If you don't have anything on the phone or anything, AI will put it together.
They do. Everybody's got something on their phone.
AI, my grandma with...
If not, your grandpa's going to die, and he's got a little thing of your grandma... her nudes. It's good stuff. We all just need to open up about it. It's terrifying. Let's do it. Uh-oh. Trouble? This isn't from that David guy, is it? No. This is the second worst one. Now we know what killed Bill. He walked in on Bess in the bathtub. Hey, for those of you who don't know, that show used to be called Beth and Bill, but he passed away shortly after a bath. Anyway, speaking of, let's do some animals. It's Nickelback for you furries this morning. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.